Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Candid Life Lesson Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about date night, more specifically, why it's important and ways to improve the experience to strengthen your communication. But before we get into today's episode, do me a favor. If you can like, subscribe, and follow wherever you're listening to this podcast, it would also mean a lot if you could leave a comment and rating on Apple Podcasts or on our Facebook page, so that way others can see the value this podcast creates. Now let's go ahead and get started into today's episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Candid Life Lesson Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about date night. But before we do get into today's episode, I just wanted to take a moment to introduce myself. I just realized this is the third episode, and in the previous two, I've not introduced myself or the purpose of this podcast. So my name is Eric Ruiz, and I've been with my wife going on 17 years. We've been together since high school, and we have three kids together. And so the purpose of this podcast is to help share some of our life experiences to help you gain some knowledge and hopefully prevent you from going through some of the same mistakes that we had in our marriage. I appreciate you guys tuning in, so let's go ahead and get into today's episode. And so for date night, I really want to focus on a couple of things. One is why date night is important. I want to also share some of my own personal experiences and how it's helped improve our marriage and give you some best practices that we've used when we have date night just to kind of help overall enhance that experience. Now, there's two different type of date nights. One is going to be a planned date night where there's going to be something set in a calendar. And the second is going to be the spontaneous date night, which is more of those in the moment, very limited planning going on. And so I think they both have their benefits. I love having spontaneous date nights, but I think my favorite would be the planned date night. Planned date nights are probably one of my favorite because to me, it's more meaningful that you have a date that's dedicated person specifically. And then also what it does is if you ever have these planned date nights where you know on a set date you're going somewhere, it builds anticipation leading up to that day. And it feels more important and more exciting when you're getting ready. It tells the other person again that this time that we're going to go spend together is dedicated to you specifically. And with spontaneous date nights, it can also be really exciting. It can be a little bit harder though, at least for us to be able to achieve, because like I mentioned, we do have three kids. And so having a spontaneous date night and having a babysitter on the spot can sometimes be a little bit challenging, but it does make you feel really good and really special because it's basically telling the other person that nothing else matters at this point but spending time with you in this moment. And so those can feel really good. But having date night sometimes isn't always easy. And at least for us, we've had a lot of challenges in making sure that we stay consistent with date night. So some of the challenges, as I mentioned, babysitting. Finding a babysitter can be tough sometimes, especially the more kids you have, the harder it gets. I do have my lovely mother. And if you're listening, Mom, I love you. Thank you very much. But she has been a huge help when it comes to us having date nights. I can rely on her when I know she's off of work. I can tell her, hey, this date, I want to book some time with you so you can watch the kids. And she never gives me a hard time. She's always willing to watch my kids because she obviously loves them to death. So that's a huge benefit for us. But again, you know, there are times where she's busy or other family members or people are busy. And so sometimes that can get a little challenging. Another thing that created a challenge for us is just lack of planning, right? Just not prioritizing that the way we needed to and just not really realizing the importance of date night. I think early on we took for granted the amount of time that we were spending together because the kids would be at school, and so it would really be a lot of good one-on-one time that we would spend together. But I don't think we really realized the time that we would get in the morning together. We would go on these dates to different coffee shops around town, and it wasn't until that was taken away that we realized how much we really missed that. You know, another challenge that we had was really just making excuses. One of the main excuses we would make is we just don't have time. And the reason why I say not having enough time is an excuse is because if you really think about it, you said yes to something that's occupying your time. But what am I saying no to? I'm saying no to my wife. So it's not about what you're saying yes to and more about what you're saying no to. So again, I'm going to repeat that, right? It's not what I'm saying yes to. It's what I'm saying no to. And at that point, when I'm saying I don't have time, I'm saying no to my wife and having that one-on-one intimacy. Because if I don't have time, that time is occupied by something. And what I'm saying is whatever that something is more important than spending time with my wife. And you're telling me out of 30, 31 days in a month, I can't give my wife 1 hour of my time? And that to me is why I consider it an excuse when you say you don't have time. And I know life happens. I know things go on. I mean, I'm busy. I work. Again, we got three kids. So I know that life can get complicated. There at some point should be 30 minutes to an hour that you could try to squeeze in somewhere. It doesn't always have to be date night, as in nighttime. You can go on day dates or even in the morning when the kids are at school. We used to do that all the time when my two oldest were in school. We would go to different coffee shops because I worked a little later shift. So we would go to coffee shops in the morning and just have breakfast together and spend 2-3 hours sometimes just sitting there having a cup of coffee and just talking. Another challenge for us was just a lack of effort and just being comfortable. We got comfortable in our daily routines and just kind of going through the motions at that point. And so what I kind of wanted to do is give an analogy of why I feel date night should be prioritized. And hopefully this makes sense because it made sense in my head when I was going through it. But for me, I feel like date night is like going to the gym. You go to the gym to get stronger. And when you stop going to the gym, you tend to get a little bit sloppy. And sometimes when you stop going to the gym, the longer you wait, the harder it is to get motivated to go back. And for me, that's the same thing when it comes to date night, as far as relationship being that muscle you're trying to get stronger, that communication, right, is what you're really trying to build to get stronger. The more date nights you have, the stronger you will become in your relationship. When you stop going on date nights, again, your relationship can get a little sloppy. And as I mentioned, one of the things is getting comfortable, right? The more comfortable you get of not going consistently, the harder it is to then find a motivation to dedicate time to going on date night. And so for me, that's why I feel like it's important that you have to continuously go on date nights. If you can't go once a week, which I think is what some people recommend, I definitely can't do it once a week. There's no way. But once a month, I think, is manageable. And once every 3 months, there should be at least one dedicated planned date night where you spend talking about personal things to help improve your communication in your relationship. Some of the signs that I noticed that we really needed date night was, on occasion, I would hear my wife make comments like, "I don't feel sexy in my mom clothes." Another was realizing that we sometimes had shirts that had, you know, baby spit up or, you know, some type of drink or something spilled. And it wasn't to where it covered the entire shirt, but you can kind of notice, you know, because we knew it was there. And so some of our clothes were starting to be stained because of kids' mishaps. And I'm like, we don't even really get dressed up that much. I can't even remember the last time I saw my wife dolled up with makeup and heels on. And so those were some of the signs that we noticed, or that I noticed. I'm like, man, we really need to get out. We really started to assume the identities of mom and dad. We were no longer Esther and Eric at that point. And we started to really focus more on the kids, and we really forgot about ourselves. And it's so easy to do that when you get caught up in daily activities. And you don't necessarily have to have kids to get caught up in daily activities, right? I mean, work gets in the way, family in general, you know, sometimes can be a little overwhelming and things can happen. Health becomes, you know, sometimes an issue in making sure that you can plan things out like that. So, you know, sometimes you do got to be a little creative and how you try to have a date night. I saw this one video on Instagram, and I spent probably about a good hour just scrolling through Instagram videos, but I did come across one really good one. And it was a gentleman from the UK, and he told his wife, "Hey, why don't you get ready tonight? Why don't you go get your hair done, get your nails done, and let's have a date night." And so you can see the wife's eyes just kind of light up. And she's like, "Okay, well, you're going to find a babysitter for their kid." So the wife goes out and she gets her hair done, gets her nails done, shows up at the door, dressed from head to toe, and, you know, makeup and everything on. And so he's like, "All right, cool, go ahead and come on in." She's like, "Well, what do you mean? Aren't we going out?" He's like, "Well, yeah, we're going to have a date night." She's like, "Well, where's the baby? Did you already drop her off at the babysitter?" He's like, "No, well, she's upstairs." She's like, "Well, I thought we were having a date night." He's like, "Well, we are." So she comes inside, tells her that the baby's asleep upstairs. He rented out an inflatable pup in the backyard. He had he had the lights going on all over the place. He had the smoke screen going on like it was a club. And inside this inflatable pub, he had a little bar set up for them to drink. Music was playing. And so it was like they couldn't go out because they didn't have the time dedicated, right? No babysitter there to help watch their child. And so he improvised. And he had a day night in the backyard. They had a baby monitor inside this pub so he could see the baby was sleeping. And they had a really good, or again, it's a video, but from the looks of the video, they had a really good time. So sometimes you may have to improvise a little bit, but it is important that we really try to dedicate some time to our significant others and not forget about yourselves. We shouldn't feel guilty sometimes as, you know, parents, and, you know, we feel like there's this responsibility that we have. We got to watch the kids and we don't want to just leave them with anybody. And I think even more so in today's day and age than it was maybe in the past, with social media, you see so many things going on with, you know, kidnappings or shootings. Just all kind of crazy things, I think, run through your mind. You're not going to scroll through the phone book anymore to find a babysitter, right? And even if I know I have a friend who wants to watch the kids, I'm still skeptical of that as well. So it's not as easy. You know, for me, there's a small handful of people that I would even trust to watch my kids. And in episode one, I talked about a spontaneous date night that we went on, which was to the Melting Pot. And what that date night really showed me was that we were really missing that one-on-one intimate time and the possibilities of what our relationship could look and feel like. We talked about a lot of how we felt, where each other thought that we were in the relationship, and where we wanted to go from there. Now, not every date night needs to be that meaningful, but like I mentioned, at least once every 3 months. I mean, if you can do it once a month, that's going to be the best, but at least once every 3 months to help level set each other's expectations on where we're at. We can sometimes allow ourselves to get caught up in the daily activities to the point it consumes us. And if we don't prioritize us, then eventually we're going to get to a point where our ideals shift and differ. And sometimes when that happens, if somebody wants to make a change in the relationship, sometimes that change can feel so abrupt, it can make you feel disconnected and just confused. Like, where is that coming from? Because there hasn't been a time where you were able to communicate some of those things. And, you know, the example I can give you guys, at least for us, was when I started a growth journey, was listening to podcasts, was focused on trying to grow myself. It wasn't about growing anybody else. It was just me dedicated to trying to improve myself as a husband, as a father, as an employee, brother, son, everything, right? So I would listen to these motivational podcasts every day, and I would mention it to my wife, so she knew I was kind of listening to them, but I really didn't tell her like the extent of how much I was listening or what I was really getting out of it. And so when it came down to a time where we had a date night and we were talking through it, I guess the amount of information I flooded her with was very overwhelming. And when I was telling her some of the changes that I was making, some of the plans that I had to like read books, and I was doing a mastermind session where I would go through a book with a group of people and we would share some of the things that we've learned from it. And so it was just a lot of things, and even things that I wanted to do to be a better husband for her. And it just felt so overwhelming because we hadn't had that conversation yet. And it made her feel like we were just in complete opposite spaces. And I think she even threw out the question of like, what is going on? Like, I thought we were in a good spot, and it had nothing to do with the fact that we weren't in a good spot. We actually were in a great spot, but we can always be doing better. And so those are just some of the examples of like what could happen when those type of conversations don't come up. And so I wanted to kind of give you guys also too some guidelines. You know, as we've been going through date night, and we've had, like I mentioned, you know, some that have been really successful and some others that were just a complete bomb. But, you know, as we've continued to go through these, we've kind of picked apart, like, what are some of the things that went really well? What were some of the things that we struggled with that made this a bad experience? And so we've kind of laid out some ground rules when we go on date nights, some of the things that we try to stick to. One of the main ones is no cell phones. As soon as we get there, we sit down at the table, we order our drinks, we maybe take one or two pictures. If you don't post it on social media, it never happened. After we take the picture, though, we put the phones down and we push them to the side. We're not to pick up the phone unless it's a phone call from whoever is watching the kids. We always try to go in with no arguing. We avoid interrupting each other when the other person is expressing how they feel or what they think. 100% attention has to be on the person speaking, just really being present and in the moment. I think my wife mentioned in episode one, the importance of communication, that she needs that eye contact. And so whenever she is speaking and we're talking at the restaurant, I have to make sure that I continue to keep eye contact with her so she knows that I'm fully listening and understanding where she's coming from. We try to keep a positive energy. To me, that's extremely important. And it kind of goes into to our last one, which is keeping an open mind, open ears, and an open heart. I know if something is brought up, and even though it may be an uncomfortable conversation, I know she's coming from a good place because she wants us to get better. And I got to remember that. And that's where I need to take a step back and listen with those open ears and then keep an open mind to a different point of view. You know, what I've learned from our date nights is that I need to do better at being a listener. I love to give my opinions. And so for me, it's really trying to identify those moments when it's time to listen versus when it's time for me to share my opinion. And I've gotten better, but you know, it's something that you have to continue to do, especially for me, because I know I like to talk. And I just need to also remind myself that when I am receiving feedback or when a concern is being presented to me, that I need to stop defending myself. Because it's less about who's right or who's wrong in that moment or for whatever that situation is. And it's more about that person's point of view. If she didn't receive the message the way I intended her to receive it, and she has a different point of view on it, then that means that I need to work at communicating that better so there isn't a disconnect. And since I've taken more of that approach, it's made me feel better because I'm not quick to want to defend myself or to try to correct her or tell her she's wrong. It's really listening to how she understood it and playing back how I said it to then understand where I could have made an adjustment to improve it for the next time. Now, it's not perfect. It does take time and it's something that I'm still working on. But if you can identify those things sooner, the better it's going to be the next time you have these type of conversations. And there's always going to be opportunity. There's never going to be a time where everything is perfect. And I understand that and she understands that. And that's where, again, keeping that open heart, just knowing that it's coming from a good place, regardless of what the message is. We both know that we love each other and that we're there to try to help each other out. You know, date night is more about the experience than it is about the money that you're spending. It's that time that you spend together that's more important. Yes, it's nice to go on a date night and you go to these fancy steak, you know, restaurants or these Brazilian steakhouses. Like, those are great dates to have, don't get me wrong, but they don't always have to be that. But don't you dare make a day trip to Target, because that day trip to Target is going to cost you more than that steak. At least it is for us. We go into Target for one thing, we walk out with 20. Happens every single time. Learn my lesson. No day dates at Target. And you know, the last thing I wanted to leave you guys with is just how much it has improved our relationship. It's given us a space to feel safe whenever we're expressing our feelings. It allows us to be really vulnerable with each other. It took years, time, and effort to get to where we're at now, and it's still something that we're working towards. So if you're not there yet to where you can have a conversation and feel comfortable or feel safe enough to be able to lay out on the table how you're feeling, that's okay. You got to take baby steps. You got to start that process at some point. And like I mentioned in, you know, one of the previous episodes, you may need to get a counselor if you feel like the relationship is at a point where those conversations are too difficult to have. And maybe you start off with something really small. You know, I think the main thing for me whenever I was starting to bring up certain topics is I never wanted to approach it to where it felt like I was directing something at her. It was never, you make me feel this way. It was more of, hey, when this situation happened, it made me feel like this. So it's less of her and what she was doing. It's more of how it made me feel. It was less you and it was more me. What we've really tried to create is like this judgment-free zone in order for us to help share our dreams and our vision. So if she's telling me what she wants to do, what her passions are, what her dreams are, my job is to not sit there and bring her down, right? It's to help encourage and support wherever she feels like she wants to go. I mean, you think about it now, if you go and tell a friend you want to do this, that, or the other, there's always some type of comment that comes behind that. Like, well, I've heard so-and-so is in that field, and they say it's really hard to do whatever, right? And so there's always something that comes with saying that. And me being her husband, I should be there to support, and her, of course, being my wife, she should also be there to support me. So regardless of how crazy the dream may sound, our goal is to create this judgment-free zone where we both are able to share what we want and only support. And most importantly, it's provided us a gift of growth. We need to continue to elevate our relationship and not just become stagnant. Just sometimes you can just be so comfortable and you think everything is going good, but if you never change, you stay in that same spot, nothing is going to get better. Change is inevitable. Growth is optional. I didn't make that up. I read it somewhere from somebody smart, but it's really stuck with me. And just really remember that each person has a voice. So creating a space where both can share freely should be a goal, but understand that it does take work, time, and energy. But if you continue to work at it, it's going to help you build such a strong relationship, and you should absolutely make date night a top priority. Okay, that's going to do it for today's episode. I hope everybody enjoyed the topic and got some good value from it. Please don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and share with family and friends. Can't wait to hear your feedback, and we'll see you guys next time.